Housewives superfans. We are breaking down The Real Housewives of Melbourne season finale with the massive fight between Lydia and Jackie, so you do not want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, I'm Hayley Clover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Hayley Clover.
And I am Angela Struck. What's up? You can find me on Twitter at the Angela Struck and on Instagram and Snapchat at Angela Struck.
Oh, and I am Dan Babic, and you can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babic and find me on the Twitter at Dan Babic with an underscore.
I still love that.
The Twitter. The Instagram.
Exactly. And I've got to say, what do we think of Petty Fleur's lips to start off?
She was doing something to a smurf, I guess.
Yeah. I actually loved them.
Same.
I loved them too. Yeah, I thought it was really cool. And she took a fashion risk. I liked it.
Yeah,
she
liked her whole outfit. She looked good that night.
Mm-hmm. It was funny because a lot of people were saying on Twitter that she's obviously got a hand on a Kylie Jenner lip kit.
Yeah.
But I like them because I think sometimes she can be not so modern, not so fresh, and a little bit off-trend. But I actually find those colours very, very on-trend.
It was very cool. I liked it.
The one thing you can say about her is that she goes for it. And when she does, she just owns it, whatever it is. So you can't really ever, you know.
Yeah, even if it looks like that she's given a bit of a smurf a gobby.
Yeah.
Had oral sex with a smurf. That's okay. Yeah. She still owns it. And we saw that it started off with her and her sister obviously going out for a bit of a walk in the park. What do you think about their relationship, Angela?
I was happy to see them trying to revisit that situation because, as we had discussed that one after show, that was the most awkward discussion several episodes ago between the two of them.
Yeah,
so
it was really weird.
It seems like they kind of were able to get past that, and I thought it was kind of nice for them to end that on a nice note because that really made Petty Fleur look so bad that she literally couldn't get along with anyone, including her own family.
So
I was happy. You know, I think family needs each other, so I think it's good. But
yeah,
I think that was the first time we saw her actually apologize and say, you know, I think I needed to stop and look at myself a bit and realize that I am coming off this way to people. And she even said about the girls, you know, when all of the girls were saying this, I think it was time for me to stop and think about, you know, how I was acting. And that was a big moment for me, for her anyway.
Yeah.
It was light bulb.
I must say, I actually liked Petty Fleur more this episode.
Same,
I actually found her to be a lot more normal, and she did apologize and owned up to a lot of her mistakes. And I actually felt bad for her too when she was like, I'm surrounded by boys and
very relatable.
I definitely can relate to that. So I was like, oh, that's, you know, I understand where she's coming from. I liked her this episode. Saying it. I liked Petty Fleur for the first time all season.
Yeah. Did you like it this episode, Hayley?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
She's still not my favorite, but I definitely still liked her, especially towards the end, which I know we'll talk about.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, I think she finally realized that she doesn't need to necessarily just be on one person's side or be super close with one person. I think she kind of realized this episode that she can
just be herself
and have some normal relationships. So I hope that's kind of how she progresses next season.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's why I actually want to see her next season because I haven't seen this. If we hadn't seen this side of herself this episode, obviously I kind of want nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
But I think she kind of realized that she kept trying to play a character and be something she's not. And people didn't like her anyway, so you may as well just be yourself. The girls, even Gamble, actually likes her better.
Yeah.
You can tell she's being authentic,
You're exactly right. I literally couldn't have said it better. I would have said, please get rid of her, but I actually liked her episode.
I want some more Smurf lipstick. That's what I want.
Me too. I wish I would have thought about it. I would have worn my blue.
Oh, yeah, you can for the reunion next.
Maybe we should all wear crazy lip color next week.
Okay. Even I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll come dressed as a housewife. I'll come
Gina's wig.
Gina, yeah. Actually, quickly, I know it's going a little bit further along. How much better did her hair look when it was done differently for her perfume launch?
I totally agree. And I also love her in black.
Same.
It doesn't need to be a monochromatic, bright color outfit every single time. I thought she looked so gorgeous in the black.
Or just a full rhinestone dress.
And her hair was, pulled back. Back a little bit. It wasn't just kind of the so stiff helmet looking look that she does so often.
Right.
So
I would love to see her in an updo, completely back.
Yeah, I think she actually needs to get out of the Versace dresses as much. And explore more with fashion and different looks because she's actually a very beautiful woman. When I saw her hair and that, she can really experiment and play around with it a bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
And moving on to, I love that it's Lydia's mum's 69th birthday.
Yeah, I was thinking that the entire episode. What a random birthday to celebrate.
Yeah.
What do we think of that? Do we think that was cute seeing her mom?
I thought it was was really cute. You know, I think it's like you said, we saw some interesting sides of everybody that I wasn't expecting. It made me like her a little bit more, but I still think she's a idiot. Yeah. But I thought it was cute how she got the donkeys, and I thought her mother seemed so sweet. And that party looked fabulous. That food and everything, I thought it looked amazing.
No one doesn't like the Italians, the Sicilians.
Right.
Well, yeah. I think that's so cute. It reminded me of my grandma. My grandma would so, like, love a donkey at her party.
I would love a donkey at my birthday party.
No, isn't that cute? Do you ladies have any, like, weird, like, things that you're into, like, animal-wise, like a donkey or some
goats. I love goats.
You're into goats. Yeah.
I think they're so funny. Ever since it came out with the video, you know, with our show starting with Taylor Swift, of the screaming goat, did you ever see that on YouTube?
Yes, I did, yeah. I did. I never liked the screaming goat phenomenon.
You didn't?
No, yeah, I was never into it.
Oh, my God, I loved it. It was just so funny. They're so funny how they scream like that.
Do you know what I think is adorable is pigs.
Pigs.
Like
little
the little ones. Yeah, they're pretty cute.
They are cute.
Well, I like baby panda bears, but they're a bit harder to get to a party. I love a panda bear.
Those are
so cute. Adorable.
But it was interesting that all of Lydia's family were saying that she's always been a troublemaker, even when she was little. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's definitely a troublemaker, and I definitely think, which I'm sure we'll get to too, Morris, I do think she lies a lot.
She does, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know, your family knows you best, so I'm sure they've experienced it, you know, her two-face syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think sometimes when you're a compulsive liar, you don't even realize that you're lying anymore because you just do it so often. I think that's what actually happens to her. She just forgets that she's lying because she's just used to it.
Yeah. I think everybody knows a compulsive liar.
Yeah, we've all met them, yeah.
There's one girl in my sorority who, I mean, the stuff that came out of her mouth was just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous. And we'd look at her and be like, are you kidding me? Like,
it's so not
to be friends with somebody like that because you really just don't even know what to think of what they're saying. It's like,
you don't listen to anything.
We know you're, like, making this up right now, you know? I don't know. I also want to really dig deeper into the affairs that Jackie was talking about, but I'm sure we'll get to that later,
I just want a quick question. I wouldn't put it past Lydia. I would actually presume she has had affairs.
Yeah.
Well, the entire first episode was about her and that guy.
Shane Warne?
Yes. But that never came back at all. That,
didn't
like,
you think it's weird
totally
that,
stopped.
Like, her husband's never around? Like, he wasn't at that birthday party.
Or maybe he was, but he's asking not to be filmed.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I know.
But he filmed other times. He filmed at, like, the Porsche thing. And he's filmed other times.
He's
with her.
Lot older, right?
Oh, a little bit older, yeah. But let's break down all the other stuff that happened in the episode because we want to get into that massive fight at the end.
Yes.
But we were actually talking before the show started that one of our favorite moments of the show was Susie and Jackie's reading.
Yes.
So good. Oh, my gosh. That was so amazing.
What you were telling us what you thought about
Jackie. Well, I thought it was really interesting because I'm such a skeptic, but we were talking about it earlier, like Tyler Henry and some of these other mediums that have come out that's like, wow, what they're saying is unbelievable. And I thought she was so spot on with what she was saying. And I actually felt like her face, like her energy just changed. Like she was being this vessel for like these her angels. I thought it was just like very interesting. She didn't seem like typical Jackie to me. She seemed like in this zone, and I was like, wow. I don't know. I could just like see it in her eyes.
Yeah, you know, that's not put on.
Exactly.
You're not just putting that on because a lot of people say, is it real? Is it not? But when you see someone like that, like why would she's not trying to be psychic? She's not even doing it anymore. She just was doing
she's
it.
She's doing it as a friend.
Yeah. And I think you always have to look at the reaction of the person that they're reading.
Yes,
and Susie's reaction was just so genuine that it's hard to believe that they went over what to say beforehand and she could still put on that kind of, you know, crying.
Susie was like in shock.
I mean, especially when she brought up her grandmother's name and said it was a nickname and not even her
and then
real name.
Knew that her grandfather's name was Frank and everything and that he smoked a cigarette. And like, I mean, that was pretty like spot on, I felt. I don't know.
I'm quite a skeptic as well, but I think people like Tyler Henry, who we were talking about, have changed my mind because they're just, so it's almost undeniable because everyone that's ever had a reading with them, it doesn't matter who they are convinced in the end.
Right.
But Chica was the hugest skeptic, and this is behind the scenes information, and she always says Jackie has a true gift.
Yeah.
Because Chica believes most psychics are fake and not real, but she will always say, oh my God, Jackie is the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think exactly what you said too, she has no motive to like put this on. I feel like other people, maybe potentially like a Tyler Henry, in theory, even though I don't think this, could have Wikipedia'd somebody or could have found out. Like if they were just a total scam artist. But I don't think that Jackie is that person. We've seen who she is as a person. Like I think she's such a straight shooter and so honest that she would never be like, oh, I'm getting this from my angels. And she actually knew that information.
Like the, you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
You're going to have a great career. Yeah. You know, you're going to have children, like stuff that she could have already had or already does have or, you know, whatever.
It was, seems like it was stuff she needed to hear.
Yeah.
Like actually, and like that's something that the grandmother would have said if she could talk to her.
Right.
So that was pretty.
Absolutely. And one thing I actually noticed the next day, and that's why I love that she's such a straight shooter. She said that after the reading, she was feeling a bit flat. Because she felt like she took on Susie's energy. And she was saying, I feel like Susie runs around life and is quite flat.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. Yeah. I think that we can definitely see that she doesn't seem overly happy.
Yeah, that's very true. I thought that was very interesting. But you could see on her that she was kind of like mellowed out or something. I could imagine that if you're delivering this, it must be exhausting. Like trying to channel this and then, you'd feel the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we'll start moving. I can talk about the whole psychic thing as well. But I think one thing that I think makes Jackie more relatable and people like Tyler Henry more relatable as psychics is they don't look like a traditional psychic. Mm. So they look like any other person in the street. Jackie's a cool, fashionable woman.
Yeah.
She doesn't have, like the crystal ball. Yeah, right. Or she's not all
and she swears, the cards and everything. Yeah.
So that was really interesting. I'm like, Jackie, can we please have a reading? Come on the show. We love Jackie.
Gosh.
And then moving on to the perfume launch of Gina's, which we started getting to about her look and how we liked it so much better.
Do you know what I loved is when Gamble was like sprayed herself everywhere. And she's like, you spray where you want to be kissed. Like,
Gamble's funny.
She's so cheeky. I love her.
She's actually been she got into a fight with one of the future Real Housewives of Sydney this week.
Oh, really?
They're starting a new one.
Yeah, I didn't know that they were doing one in Sydney. Either.
Yeah, because one of the Real Housewives of Sydney made...
Is there already a show in Sydney?
No. They've just filmed it. I think it's going to air in the next... Well, I think it's going to air probably next year, but they're just starting to do press and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And one of the Real Housewives of Sydney said that they don't even compare to Melbourne because all of the Sydney housewives are all self-made and didn't just marry for the dollar and kind of made fun at Gamble. So Gamble came straight back at her,
I mean, I don't know. Like, I just think everybody has their own path and people should just, like...
Who cares?
Like, whatever. We're all like, they're all adults at this point and like, great, you made it on your own, whatever. Like, I also think there's something to being a partner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to having like that partnership with your husband or whatever. And not everybody can play every role. So I just think it's like that dig has been done. Like, shut up.
Screw you, because if you figured out how not to work a day in your life, congratulations, because sometimes working is exhausting.
Yeah.
Totally. You know, she's made the money, but she has changed that boy. Wolf's son? Luke is that his name? She's changed his life.
Right.
The mother that he has.
Exactly. Yeah, that's more important than
any million-dollar check you can make. So.
And look at how happy she's made Wolf Pup. He looks just so happy, and that's going to be the rest of their lives together. I think it's very special. So.
Well, that's because she seems like a little freak in the bed.
She's like, go to the sex store and get some toys and everything. She was, she's spicy. I like it.
She is.
And I loved her hair in the last, me too.
Yeah, totally.
I like that mermaid look on her.
Yeah.
Totally, because we always say we think she's quite pretty, but she got the brown underneath that she needs to get rid of.
The brown, that's so dumb.
Yeah. She needs to get that color
just
out.
Just all blonde.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. It was funny because Pettiflor straight away took a dig at Lydia as soon as she arrived, didn't she? Oh, no, it was the other way around. Lydia made a fun of her lipstick. With the clutch in the bag.
Yeah. Wait, I missed that.
She said, my purse matches your lips perfectly. Something dumb.
And then,
Lydia.
Then Pettiflor, which was kind of funny, said, oh, you copied my hairstyle, bitch stole my look.
Yeah.
And then you saw Lydia in the package kind of saying, as if I'd copy someone like Pettiflor, and you can see that Lydia obviously puts herself on a scale above Pettiflor.
Oh, God, she's on such an imaginary pedestal. It's, like, insane.
Well, I mean, we kind of touched on this before. I mean, and I really appreciated what you said about women and body types and things, and, but if you're putting yourself in the public eye and you're claiming to be this, like, sexy, fabulous person who's better than other people, like, I'm gonna judge you. Like, she's very overweight, and, like, she doesn't look that fabulous a lot of the time. Like, especially in her interview, she looks very puffy and, like, swollen, and, like, she's been having too many glasses of wine or something. Look in the mirror before you start judging other people, because, honestly, Pettiflor looks really good.
She looks great. Yeah. Well, and especially someone like her who is on such, like, a health journey right now, go to the gym with her. Like, even if you know what, if you work out every single day and your body just has a really hard time losing weight,
right?
Whatever, you're at least being healthy.
I don't think that's her case.
And then I'm not judging. Yeah. Right. I mean,
yeah.
And so, that's why I like that. I think that's where we've put it, the nail on the head, because
yeah.
for now, we came so too far the other way. You can't say anything negative about any woman's
yes.
body. But, and I think we should all embrace ourselves. But if you're somebody yes. that, like, as you said, like
and
Lydia.
And talking down to other people.
Yeah. Right? I think yeah. someone like that.
You ask for it.
Is, yeah. You know, is looking, you know. Yeah.
yeah.
So it's like, if you're saying that you're the most fat. Well, she is a little bit overweight, Lydia. Yeah. yeah just a little
she
bit.
She is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's you know, I just don't like, you know, don't throw stones at a glass house. It's just like, you know, don't put down other people if you're not, you know, perfectly on point. Like, yeah. Gamble's body is insane. Like, if she wants to take a dig at somebody, okay, like, whatever. I won't, you know, it's not nice, but like.
Yeah.
Lydia, you know, for her to act like she's superior, it's just,
yeah.
yeah, she's a little delusional.
Someone that is acting a bit superior is Gina and her speech. They joked about her Academy Award. She thanked everyone but her assistant, Josh.
Oh my God, that assistant kills me, by yeah. the way. Do you think they edit him to make him look like a giant idiot, or do you think he actually is a giant idiot?
I think it's a combination. Yeah. I mean, I think he's a bit of an idiot, but I think that.
I mean, it's like, how does all of that stuff go over your head? Like, he just yeah. kind of walks around like.
I think doesn't she have sons?
I think that's kind of like the yeah. son.
I think she like loves being this like mother role for him and kind of be like, oh, you're, you know, get with it. Like, I'm teaching yeah. you how yeah, like, to like survive in business. Yeah. Like she smiles at him like she would smile at a son. So I think that like she just enjoys him being there.
I think that
like,
she keeps saying that like, oh, he's young. He's just out of university. And, you know, he has a lot to learn, which is so true. But there's plenty of people that graduate and are not.
Yeah, that's I know. Stupid. I've been yeah. an assistant before for high-profile people.
Right.
And I'm like the worst assistant ever because I want to be in front of the camera.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God, I am shit all over Josh. Like, yeah, and I would say I'm a bad assistant. Yeah,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, he's not a good assistant, but I think I know where she's coming from with him. I think she enjoys having him around. It doesn't seem like she has that much family around her.
No.
And what's with
I
her
would
partner
love to know her partner
now?
Situation. It's yeah. like such a mystery, and maybe you know some more backstory.
Yeah, well, we don't. We know in the first season, well, that was predominantly a major storyline, right. but she hasn't really right.
gone
there.
Is she still with him? That same person?
I believe so. Well, okay. I believe she's got. I know.
Wasn't he in America?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but she hasn't really gone. And it's funny because she is someone that always says, "I operate best in love."
Mm-hmm.
So she's obviously, if she wasn't
but
in
she doesn't
love,
doesn't really yeah. seem in love. You know.
Yeah. I think she likes. I mean, as if I know her, but it seems like to me that maybe they have this kind of long distance relationship. They both do what suits them. She's a very independent person.
Yeah.
I don't think that she would like somebody in her space all the time. So I think it like suits her. And then I think when they're together. It's probably like blissful and romantic and like in love.
Yeah.
Do you know what one thing I really like and about Gina, and I also like about Susie as well, is traditionally, like as far as you know, the Italian communities work, it's always the man takes care of the woman, and that's where going back to the reading where Susie's grandma was coming through Rosie and saying, you don't need someone to make yourself safe, and as soon as you learn that you can make yourself safe and you can make yourself feel whole, then you will. The man doesn't come first. Yeah. And that's why she's had trouble, is because she always puts the man first.
Definitely. Right. And you can see that she's very passive.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, I can see that she probably likes a man to, like, protect her and, you know.
Well, and she's had some pretty high profile ex husbands.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, her last ex husband was the soccer coach, right?
Coach, yeah, yeah.
And
I can only famous? Is he a big one?
Well, I would imagine soccer's huge and.
Well, it's funny. I'm really bad at sports things.
This is not an area.
This is not an area I'm strong at, but you being married, do you find that difficult? Because you've always got to fill yourself up as well as fill up your relationship. Do you find, how do you have
your
own identity?
Well, it's definitely like a balancing act. Yeah, and like, you know, you have to. It's teamwork in every way, you know. Sometimes like he's doing a bit better in his career, sometimes I am, you know. It's like and sometimes you just have to support one another. So I definitely think it's hard. And I think as a woman, I don't know, I'm a bit old school. I like to be like a little bit of that Susie, like I like to cook. I like to take care and nurture.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard to like, you know, you can't lose track though of like taking care of yourself at times.
Right.
So
but you still know at the end of the day you like to nurture, but you know you're equal. You know, it's not like you think he's better than you.
Exactly.
You just enjoy cooking.
I
and
like
enjoy
doing that.
That's same as my mom. Yeah, she doesn't think that she's less than my dad. She loves all the traditional things of a married woman. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So I can relate to her, but I think that she needs to. I don't know. It almost seems like she's had some bad experiences and been hurt or something. Like,
that's what
she
I
seems
always
a bit like a wounded bird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because she does a bit, and then they're right. She does.
She's so hot
flat.
Too. I think she's the most attractive of the housewives.
With the teeth, needs the teeth. We always say that needs the teeth. Yeah, the teeth.
But
yeah.
Her outfits and her makeup and her hair, she's always
her body.
Yeah,
too.
She always looks great to me. But she's a catch.
I do think that, you know, because women say, Gina was saying that she used to have a toolbox back in the day. And she's like, no, I think she's not being herself. She's being a bit prudy. She's
what
holding
does that
back.
Mean? I was going to ask that.
Toolbox or just like a...
like a pleasure chest? Like
pleasure
a bunch
chest.
Of sex toys?
Yeah, just a bunch,
okay.
a bunch of sex toys
yeah,
and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I understand that. She's got two boys. And I mean, who wants to necessarily air that? But she shouldn't go on a reality TV show then. Like, totally. You've got to be, like, open and, like, be, like...
I think
like,
if any girl denies the fact that she's has one, has well, tried one, or whatever, I mean, you're a liar.
You're a liar.
And you're stupid. Yeah. Go get one.
Go get something.
Yes. Yeah.
And quickly, one thing before we move on to the massive fight.
Yes. Yeah.
One thing I actually thought was funny about Lydia at the perfume launch, she said, oh, imagine if I'm allergic to Gina.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I did think that was funny.
That
I was going to throw her a bone.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's go to the Lydia and Chica conversation. That was fairly kind of mellow, wasn't it? Yeah.
I was disappointed with that conversation. Yeah. I thought there was going to be a blowout.
But see,
I also
Chica doesn't want anyone to know about her husband being gay, so they don't mention, they don't go into specifics.
She doesn't
want
that to come out, so I think she doesn't want to stir that pot too much.
Yeah. Right. Which, that's crazy.
But you were going to say something before I interrupted you. What was that?
No, I just, I didn't, for me, I didn't like that Chica kind of just, like, took it. She kind of just was like, okay, like, just say you're sorry and we'll be done. But, and that makes sense now that you say that, because I didn't necessarily think of that, you know, her not wanting it to just, like, come out and them actually talk about it. But, I don't know. He's just kind of like,
yeah, I don't know. I totally agree with you. I thought it was a bit of a cop-out. It's like, if you're going to do that, then why even meet? Because it just felt like really fake and like, you guys aren't going to be friends. You're not going to call each other up the next time you hear somebody say something about the other. Like, it just felt like really fake to me. And I was like, if somebody had said stuff about my husband, I would literally be like, you know, you better watch it. Mm-hmm. And like, I kind of want nothing to do with you and like, move on. Like, I wouldn't just be like, it's okay, like, you know, and she had been so frustrated before.
That's what pissed me off. It was like, don't act so upset if you're going to come in and sit down and then just be like, okay, thanks for the apology.
And Lydia
and then
was
continue
still
to
playing dumb.
Yeah.
Oh
she was
God,
still,
she
like,
was so frustrated.
Pretending like she didn't say it, when I'm sure she said it. Like, everybody at the table then later was like, you 100% said all of these things. Mm-hmm. We've all, even Petit Fleur was like,
Yeah, so she just didn't want it to come out because later we found out, because they filmed the reunion show months after it's aired, because they want to, you know, see it. And
is that when it comes out?
No, it doesn't come out, but the host, Alexander Perry, says, we actually can't reveal the rumors because Chica's... because of law,
lawsuit against filing
Bravo
for defamation or something.
And defamation and stuff. So they're actually not allowed to talk about it at the reunion.
Damn.
So she did that purposely, where she just did what she had to do for camera. She knew she was leaving the series, and she didn't want that rumor to come out.
Got it.
So maybe she just wanted to smooth it over with Lydia.
Yeah, and then what we noticed later.
But we felt it.
We all felt it.
Like, it's just like, well, why do it then?
We even know, moving on, when they get into the huge dinner fight, when Jackie called out Lydia for all the things she said, she was very specific.
And then
she said
ABCD.
And you know, because they're good friends, she's got the back.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I think it was all part of their grand plan.
I noticed that too. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it was just kind of lame. Like, I think Lydia's like very fake and like, just own it at this point. Like, just say, you know what? We've gone through some ups and downs with each other. I think we all have said things we don't, you know, we wish we hadn't of. I shouldn't have said it. I'm sorry. Move on. Why can't people just move on and just like own it? Like, you know,
I
like a pathological liar.
That's what Janet was saying. Yeah. She finally got to a point where she was like, I just don't get it. Why don't you just say you did it? You're sorry. And we'll all stop talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
she
funny because it reminds me, the Real Housewives reminds me of my high school. Because I've never had arguments with people like this in the real life.
No, never.
Since high school. And so it gets me thinking, I remember one time in high school, someone I didn't particularly like had gained a lot of weight, gained like 50 pounds over the summer break. So I mentioned that among friends and said, look, the beach has gained 50 pounds, type thing. Anyway, and then she confronted me and she said to me, I heard you were making fun of me and said I've put on weight.
Yeah.
And I said, do you know what? We don't get along. We never got along.
Yeah.
And I said, I did say that. And I said, but it isn't horrible and isn't nice, but I that was just honestly what I said. I said, I do think you'd put on weight. It's not nice, but I've said it. But the only difference is I...
Owned it. I'm
telling you that I said it, but everyone else who's denying it is lying.
What did she say?
She was really taken aback.
Yeah.
She wasn't happy that I owned it. It was just kind of... But I think...
But it almost makes it easier, right? She kind of couldn't say anything. It was like, okay.
I'm just saying. I'm like, it wasn't
kind
nice.
Kind of like beginning and end. Yeah. Like, yeah, I said it. Like, sorry.
I know.
Sorry, not sorry.
Totally. And this particular girl, I've had issues with throughout school. Yeah. We just don't get along. And, you know, I remember even, like, one of the disciplinary people at school saying to me, she said that you said this about her. And I said, yeah, I did. I even forget what I said. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And they're just like...
They're like, okay. I said, yeah, this is... Like, that's what I said,
yeah. You're allowed to have an opinion.
You're allowed. And even Lydia said, we all gossip. And and that's one thing I agreed with. They've all said things, but she's not willing to own anything.
Yeah. So she should have just been like, I don't know, it's my perception. I said it. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry that I hurt you and your family, but, like, you know, I think we've all said it.
I think that's the bigger problem. It's not almost that she's... gossiping. It's that she seems to be doing it with no other intention besides to just, you know, hurt people or get more people to know that this is the rumor. Like, when you gossip among your friends. And Lydia, to me, doesn't really have friends. Yeah. So she kind of will just gossip to everybody. It's not like she's gossiping to, you know, Petit Fleur in the group saying, like, hey, I heard that, you know, this. Yeah. What do you think? Do you think that's true? It's more like, I'm telling you that this is what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even like, you know.
Almost, too, like, don't you think she's maybe telling tabloids these things?
Yeah.
I got the vibe that it's like, it's not just like, oh, you know, you had a friend over for coffee and, like, said something. I think it's like, she must be telling stories.
That's what, to me, it's not gossip. Yeah. It's just her relaying the message to anybody she
can.
And, I mean, the compulsive liar thing, it was so funny, was proven when she said that she never went to Susie's wedding.
How crazy was that?
Yeah. That was really ridiculous.
Especially because everyone at the table was like, are you serious? You don't remember going to this wedding? And Susie was like, your whole family was there. Yeah. Parents were there. I mean, it's like, that's not something you forget. She's clearly just
lying. And also then she followed it up with such rude remarks like, well, your wedding obviously wasn't that memorable. Like, that's really rude.
So mean.
Like, and then she blamed really it. Then rude. She started blaming it on pre-dementia at some time.
Oh, that was Jackie's best comment the entire night.
Oh my gosh.
If you think you have pre-dementia, I will get you in a car and drive your effing ass down to the doctor to get you an MRI.
Yeah. She's so, like, I don't know. I actually, like, I love Jackie. She's by far my favorite. And I love that she was like, oh, you guys mended it? Did you talk about me? And Lydia's like, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it later. She's like, we'll talk about it now.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's just like, does it. Like, instead of just brushing stuff under the rug, it's like...
The only thing I did agree with Lydia this time was Jackie was being a bit of a hypocrite in that moment.
She was, yeah.
And I still absolutely love Jackie, but for her to be saying that she's gossiping and, you know, bringing all these things and saying all these things about ruining people's marriages, for her to just come back and say you're having affairs.
Yeah.
It's doing the exact same thing.
It is, but in a different... The way I saw it was... Lydia did all this. She probably told tabloids about it. She kind of did it on a bigger scale. She won't own up to it and won't, like, you know, apologize for it. She's like, okay, so then what I'm going to do right now is give it back to you and let you see how it feels.
Right.
Like, that's kind of the impression.
I was shocked, though, that Chica was shocked because that's her best friend. So for Chica to be a little bit shocked that Jackie was saying that was like, oh, that must be a little, you know, that must be pretty out of character.
But I was like, go girl. Because like, you're literally talking so much smack about everybody.
Right.
And, yeah, you know, just say it then.
It would have made the show better if we knew what they were talking about. You know, if they could just say what they were talking about.
I'm pretty sure we all know.
Yeah.
And that's where I think, you know, that's where I love Chica and stuff. But that's where I get a bit of an annoyed. You are on a reality show.
Yeah.
Like, you can't sign up for a reality show and then withhold from us as an audience. It's not fair.
It isn't. I agree. But at the same point in time, that's so insulting. Like, if... That's not true. You know, it's just like it would be so hurtful.
But I almost think that you don't cover it up if it's not true.
Same.
You know what I mean? Well, like, if it's not true and you're on a reality show, you're like, guys,
this is the first episode.
This is ridiculous. My husband is not gay. End of story. You know, you could take legal action.
You wouldn't. You'd be like,
or you'd laugh. Like, yeah. I promise you, my husband's not gay in the bedroom. Whatever.
I don't know. I don't know. We don't know enough about him, I guess. But I don't think that it would be the most impossible thing. But at the same point in time, as I said with you the episode before last, I thought he seemed very, you know, into her at Dubai and everything. Like, I don't know. It's I'm sure whatever they have has worked. So
maybe... I don't think anyone's, you know, they're the judge of people's version of happiness and marriage and love. And and I think we're in this unique time and where it's people are doing what they want.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So maybe mind your own business. The one thing is that's true, though, is we never actually saw Lydia saying any of these things about the people. So it is kind of funny that Jackie has been the one that's brought it to the international level where we're all seeing it on the show.
Right.
And, you know, it's gotten a lot more attention as a result, I would imagine.
I had kind of forgot that she even said those things at the beginning of the season, or was it even last season, where she had said to them in a group, Lydia has said something malicious about each and every one of you. She said it, like, in the beginning of the episode.
Mm.
And then to me, it kind of disappeared until, the last three episodes.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, a huge storyline. They kind of, like, got rid of it, and then all of a sudden it was here.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think it was just something that she was doing... Lydia Smart off camera and talking to, I think she was talking to people who are in the media and not among those group of friends.
Yeah. Right.
And the one thing about Lydia is that I believe is that she's dumb and she will just always say what she thinks and she doesn't she's never going to change.
Yeah.
And it might not be malicious, but you just kind of, if you are friends with her, you need to take her as a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
And know that she will stab you in the back 1,000 times.
Yeah. And that's what Gina said.
Yeah.
Gina was like, she's not malicious. She's daft.
Yeah.
You know,
I had to Google daft and I found out that daft means, where is it? Let's have a look. Daft, foolish, absurd, ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I think you're exactly right with that. Like, I think she just, like, says whatever, and I think she likes attention. I think she's a bit bored with her life.
She doesn't do anything,
So she's, like, you know, sitting around calling up media and stirring the pot, I guess. So.
I would be bored, too. It seems like she really just hangs out with Figaro all day.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And what do you think about Pettiflor? Because I know that you were happy, both of you ladies were happy that Pettiflor kind of got in there a lot. Yeah,
I liked that. I was like, you know what, Pettiflor? That actually makes me like you, because it seemed like she was like, listen, I have to say the truth. Like, you have told me these things. And, you know, they've been the closest recently. So for Pettiflor to say that, I believe that, you know, she's been saying all those things.
Lydia's comment to go effing suck on her own head. And you could tell that at the end she didn't know what she was going to say. And then she was like, your head, like, it was, that
wait,
was so dumb.
When she was like, Spock, can I Spock?
Can I speak?
And then Gina was like, I don't know, can you Spock? That was, that was funny.
That was really
and
funny.
Then they used it at the end, that was like, Lydia's still not speaking to the other
girl. But let's go into predictions for the reunion, Shy.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to do that.
It's going to be so exciting.
Predictions! We get some prediction music. Your
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh, what are you feeling, Angela? What are you predicting?
I'm predicting that Jackie and Lydia are going to just go for it. I think that, you know, now looking back on it all, and that Jackie will have seen all the things that Lydia was kind of saying about her being the real cause of all the drama. I think that Jackie will be pissed about that. Trying to think, though, what else were kind of the things that were left unsettled?
And even thinking through the season, because you've got to understand this is after the view.
Yeah, they are always are like, well, I think Gamble and Gina are going to get into it, too, because I think that when they kind of both see what the other was saying to other people about the situation with the wedding, that she's going to be like, so you obviously went to that party. Why did you lie to me about it? I think that's going to blow up a bit more.
Yeah.
The viewing party of Celebrity Apprentice. So I think that's going to probably go. And then, I mean, you were kind of saying that Chica's not going to address the stuff, but I'm sure they're going to find ways to bring up, like, all the stuff that Lydia was saying.
Yeah. It just annoys me a little bit. But I believe it's a little bit too personal to the family. So that's why they're not bringing it up.
Yeah.
But that's why I think there is sometimes...
Well, maybe that's why her daughter's going through such a tough time right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't think her daughter's going through that tough a time. She just got busted for speeding through a few...
Yeah, which she's, a 19-year-old girl or whatever. 21. Yeah.
I'm going to miss the daughter, actually. I like the daughter. I like Chessie. I think she's fun. She reminds me of a future Khloe Kardashian. Like, she kind of looks like that, doesn't she? Yeah.
She's feisty.
Yeah.
She looks like Khloe Kardashian a bit.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
What
do you think? What are you expecting for the reunion show?
Well, I agree with what you're saying. I think they'll bring up Dubai a lot. I think that'll be a big topic of conversation and those fights with Pettiflor. And I think now towards the end, I'd like to see how their relationships have progressed since the end of the show with Pettiflor.
Yeah.
When I was talking to Jackie on the phone a while ago, she said she didn't really have any relationship with Pettiflor. So for that relationship anyway, it hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah. Do you want to try and reach out? We're going to try and reach out to Jackie for next week, and we'll try and get her on the phone.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Love her to call in.
Yeah, because she's quite responsive with us, and we want to try and get gambling as well. But that's going to be our task. We're going to try and get some of them to call in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that, I mean, she also told me she has absolutely no relationship with Lydia, which is not surprising. I don't think any of them are going to. I think it would be hilarious if they sat them down and it was all of them on a couch and then just Lydia.
And they always separate them out. Yeah. Because
they usually gonna sit next to Lydia.
And I think it'll be Pettiflor.
Gina. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think Pettiflor will.
Even though she doesn't get along with really anyone else. I don't know. Who cares?
She gets along with Gamble now.
Yeah. So yeah. Maybe that's it. I guess we'll see. And I am. The only thing, I don't really have anything else to say. I think you guys have hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
I did have something to say. Oh, that's right. We saw in the closing sequence when they had the little blurb come up about what all the housewives are up to these days.
Yes.
They did say that none of the housewives is talking to Lydia at the moment. Mm-hmm. So we know that for a fact, that since the show has aired, no one's talking to her.
Well, one of our fans, Lois, she's been commenting on Twitter with us. Thank you for your comments.
Lois. Yes. Love you, Lois. Yes.
She said what seems to have slipped by is that it appears Lydia was behind the gamble rumors in season 2. So it goes back all the way to season 2 with her already making rumors. Yeah, good catch.
And then
she doesn't miss anything.
She was the one that said that she was like the prostitute or whatever.
So, I mean, it started a while.
Everyone in Melbourne. Yeah. And then we go back to season 1. There was this other girl who was actually worse than Lydia. I think her name was actually Angela, maybe. Funny enough, in season 1, there was Lydia and this other girl.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
I forget her name, but anyway, they all went against Gina and they bullied Gina. Mm-hmm. But Lydia was a part of that and spreading rumors about Gina as well.
I can't even remember her right now. I'm going to have to look her up.
Angela, maybe. I don't know. She was a bitch. She was ugly. She was
Angel or something.
Angel. I don't know. I hope it's not Angela, but I'd love to go back. But anyway, it's been a great finale episode. We can't wait to do the reunion show with you fabulous listeners and watchers next week. Can you please tell our audience where they can find you both?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at @TheAngelaStruck and on Instagram and Snapchat at @AngelaStruck.
You guys can find me on all social media at Hayley Clover.
I love the way that you said all social media. And I said, we're really going to work on probably getting Jackie and Gamble on the line. So it's been a great show and we'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.